And now we're going to be talking to Rob Hughes, who's from Martin Kemp Opticians, about career paths for students who might be thinking about that area. So can you tell us a little bit in general terms about what a student might be looking for in this particular field?
You've got to be enthusiastic, outgoing, have very good skills with communication, so you can get your points across. A good interest in the sciences, physics and biology especially. They're actually requirements for most of the universities is A-levels. So, chemistry is an option. Physics, biology, maths are the main ones that they're looking for there.
So they're for particular subject areas that somebody might be in already. Is it possible to move into this field from other subject areas? Does transfer occur sometimes?
There are other ways of getting in other than straight from A-levels. There's a different area of optometry, dispensing opticians, which is a kind of an entry level. And if you've not got the A-levels that you needed in the first place, become a dispensing optician, and then you can go on and develop your skills from there, further university study, and become an optometrist from there.
Okay, so when people are in the field already and working in there, what career paths have they got within that area? Can you, is there a professional body, and can you aspire to move on further through the career?
Yes, there are three professional bodies. There's a General Optical Council that we all have to be registered with to practice. There's the Association of Optometric Practitioners, who are basically our insurance company and advisors. And there's the College of Optometrists, who are responsible for the continuing education and the education that you have in your first year as an optician, having left university. Once you're fully qualified, there's quite a variety of things that you can do. Most of us will go into the high street practice that everybody's familiar with, and your career path could go completely different. You could end up in hospital practice, where you're going to use basically the same skills that you've got in the high street, but you see a much bigger variety. It's a much more varied profession if you go into the hospital. The pay is not as good, but the interest is better.
What about nationally or even internationally, I guess? Are all areas of the country equally accessible in terms of employment opportunities, or is it also possible to move countries and live elsewhere with a qualification that you gain within the UK?
Yeah, it's an internationally recognised qualification, so should you decide to emigrate to Australia, you shouldn't have a problem with that. And there's employment throughout the entire country. There's very, very little unemployment in this area at all.
And just finally, thinking about the reasons why you're here tonight, obviously to give information to the girls, but what would you want to be going away with tonight? What would you be learning from the event in terms of the students that you're likely to see?
I would like to fire up people's enthusiasm, make them think about a career that is a little bit left of centre. A lot of people think about medicine, law, things like that. Something a little bit different. If I can fire up their enthusiasm, job done.
It's brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.